And we're joined on the line now by Mark Hardy, who chairs the Association of Play Industries and a screen time expert, Dr. Arik Sigman. First of all, Mark Hardy, tell us about what you would really like to see. Is it really that damaging for young people?
I'll let Arik talk more about the impacts and the effects, but I think you're asking, you know, what are we looking for? We're looking for two things. We're looking for a straightforward government recommendation on the maximum amount of time children spend on discretionary screen time. And together with that, what we're asking them to do is spend a little bit more money in creating areas that are attractive for children to go and get active and play in. And it's the old carrot and stick. If we're going to take something away from them, we want to give them something that makes it appealing to go and do.
Not everyone, Mark, may have heard of your association. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, we represent the designers, the manufacturers, the architects that provide the public free play spaces that are in our local communities and areas. And unfortunately, as you may have heard, or we hope you've heard, there is it's a diminishing area. Over the last few years, there's been 347 local free play areas closed, and the forecasts are that more are to close. And that's as a direct consequence of the squeeze on local government budgets. And so, you know, they're prioritising other things in their local communities. And unfortunately, therefore, the areas that children can go out and play freely are disappearing.
This decline in the number of play areas, though, may also just feed into something else that we're talking about today, and that is children staying indoors and not so many of them going to playgrounds.
Yes, that's what I've written a report for the Association of Play Industries called A Movement for Movement, and you've hit it right on the head. We found two things have happened, and that's what I've looked at. A, there's been a rapid and dramatic change from outdoor to indoor time. Secondly, children have never moved so little. They have the highest body fat we've ever seen since records began, the highest levels of type 2 diabetes, and I could go on. And at the same time, we've had the highest level of recreational screen time ever. There is a relationship between those things, and we're asking for something very, very simple. One, for the government to simply provide some guidance so that parents don't have to follow any rules, but they're simply given a general idea as to what other countries are recommending. U.S. Department of Health, Australian Department of Health, the Canadians, and so on, are all recommending a two-hour recreational screen time limit per day, which parents can disregard if they want, but it's a good starting point. The report I've done here took a modest view of how much screen time kids are probably watching. Ready for this? 5 hours a day on average of entertainment screen time in this country. Right. And it goes up every year, and the age at which it starts goes all the way down to almost birth now.
So we're talking about their own personal computers.
Yes.
And mostly these days, of course, iPads, that sort of thing, but also telephones?
Telephones, smartphones are not phones. They're actually high-powered computers, massively powerful computers which get Wi-Fi and 4G. And looking at ownership, the latest statistics are finding that more than half, 54% of three-year-olds own their own connected device.
That's astonishing, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's happened very quickly, and it's happened rather invisibly. And parents simply need some clarity and some support, and that's what we're trying to do, to make it a very simple message. It isn't complicated. I think the tech industry wants it to be. They'd like the listeners to think, well, if my child doesn't spend more and more time on these devices, they'll miss out in the digital revolution, and they'll never go to Oxford or Cambridge University. This isn't true. My kids, I've got four kids, they've got screens, but I'm violently opposed to the overuse and misuse of those screens. So kids can enjoy screens, that's fine, but if they do too much of it, it cuts into outdoor play, and that impacts on their health.
Arik, you mentioned Oxford University just now. And were you surprised very recently that scientists there came up with a report that said, actually, there is very little link with children's health and computer overuse?
If you're referring to the one that came out a couple of days ago, or is it something like that screen time isn't any worse than eating potatoes or wearing glasses? Is that
precisely?
Yes. Interestingly, that is utterly at odds with all of the other studies done by very high-level scientists around the world. So I'm rather surprised. What I did seem to notice is that when I looked where that institute was funded, where their money comes from, I found that the institute is funded heavily by the screen industry. Whether there's any connection, who knows? But if we were talking, for example, about sugar, and I said to you, hey, sugar is great for kids, they should eat lots of chocolate every day, and you said, hold on for a second, you get your money from the sugar and the chocolate industry, we can't quite be sure that you're objective. I think we need to look at some of the institutes where these studies come from.
Your report has been funded by the Association of Play Industries, so it works both ways, doesn't it?
It doesn't, because quite frankly, the amount of money, I mean, Mark's a nice guy and all that, you get for this kind of thing, really, quite frankly, isn't worth it from a commercial point of view.
It's not up to Apple billions.
No.
No, God, no. And I do, I mean, quite frankly, I get offered a lot of money from the screen industry to do stuff for them. I won't do it. Also, from the alcohol industry and the tobacco industry, I won't do it. And I did this because I strongly, passionately believe that the message is very wholesome. I didn't do it for the money. It ain't worth it. Quite frankly, I have four kids. It's a medical necessity that they get outside and play more. And the reason is very simple. We know that when your children, your listeners' children, are outdoors as opposed to indoors, if they play outdoors as opposed to playing indoors, they burn more calories. They also simply move more, and they need to look into the distance for the development of their eyeballs. That doesn't happen indoors because there isn't the distance, and secondly, they're looking at small screens. We have the highest levels of body fat in British history when children leave primary school, the highest levels of type 2 diabetes, the highest levels of mental illness and sleeping disorders. And there's a strong relationship between excessive recreational screen time, a deficiency in outdoor play, and those physical and mental problems.
Let me bring Mark Hardy back in. So, Mark, how should parents who, I'm sure, in their heart of hearts, know a lot of this and think that maybe the children shouldn't be looking at their computers as much as they do, how can they enact some sort of structure whereby this happens?
Well, I think very simply, as Eric said, a simple guideline. You know, so if a parent thinks, you know what, they've been up there an hour, that's probably okay. They've been up there 3 hours, it's just too long. And so some very simple guidelines around that will help parents to realize that actually it's not good. What this report is saying is it's not good to spend too much time on recreational screen time. And as Eric says, this isn't, you know, reading academic books or literature. This is having fun playing games. Nobody's saying that's a bad thing. Nobody is saying playing computer games or texting your friends or whatever is a bad thing. What we're saying is too much of it is preventing you from going outside into the world, meeting friends, socializing, mixing with people from different social areas, different racial areas and so forth is good for society.
And we've only talked about physical health so far. There's also mental health in this as well. But Mark, we've run out of time, sadly. Is there a website to go to for the association?
Of course there is. I'm sure you could just Google API Play and you'd find it. But if you want the specifics, it's api-play.org and you'll get everything you want there.
Mark Hardy, Chairman of the Association of Play Industries, and Dr. Arik Sigmund, screen time expert and author of this report. Thank you both for coming on. Very interesting.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Matthew.